When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a fun show, man. I love doing this show every single day on the Roku channel between 12 to 3 Eastern. I love talking with you at 844-204-RICH. I love that we talk about matters that are breaking news. And 2 days before an NFL draft in Kansas City, Missouri, I'll be hosting it on NFL Network coming up on Thursday night. Tomorrow night, we've got a couple of segments that we'll do in advance, and then all 250 million picks, I'll be sitting there, and I'm prepped for it. I'm all prepped. You guys helped me with that prep, and I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
And in our guest list today, we just hung up with Bijan Robinson. We're about to get Will Anderson of Alabama on the phone. And we have not one, but two first overall draft picks from back in their day. Troy Aikman, top of hour number three, and to kick off our second hour of this program, our longtime friend, three-time Pro Bowler, and courtesy joining us right now, former Heisman Trophy winner, courtesy of Level Select OTC, Carson Palmer, back here on the program. How you been, Carson?
I'm great, Rich. Thanks for having me.
20 years ago, huh? You were the first overall pick. It's 20 years.
You didn't need to make me feel that old. That's a long time ago.
No. But you were young when you were drafted, Carson. Now you're just...
I was a young whippersnapper.
You're just more aged now. You're the fine wine. I understand that. I'm old because I remember when you got drafted. So what was that draft night like for you, Carson?
Well, it was weird because I had already signed, prior to the draft, I'd already signed a contract with the Bengals. And so I knew I was going there. I walked into the green room and full of guys hoping, you know, to get drafted, you know, as high as possible. A lot of stress, a lot of worry. And I remember I'm already signed. I'm done. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to enjoy this. We're going to celebrate. We're in New York City, and then I'm going to fly off to Cincinnati. So I didn't have the stress of the green room that you see on these guys' faces and their family members' faces and their agents' faces. I had signed 2 or 3 days before the draft, and I already knew where I was headed.
And that was back in the day when this was a negotiation, though. I mean, was there any issues with your negotiation? With obviously you wound up signing, but what was that process like after the evaluation? Now there was a business aspect of it. I mean, that's the way it used to be, you know.
Oh man, the negotiations with the Bengals brass is always interesting and always challenging. But I had a great agent in Dave Dunn of Athletes First, who has a number of high draft picks and number one draft picks, and the Aaron Rodgers of the world. So I had a really skilled agent, and we were able to get a deal done. I mean, they were excited about it. I was excited about it, and we were able to get it done before the draft. And like I said, it was a stress-free draft day for me. The part that was interesting was back when Paul Tagliabue was the commissioner. So he comes out. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the audience, I think we were at Radio City Music Hall, everybody in the audience knew. It was on every news line and news feed that I was going to the Bengals number one. It was already a done deal. And so Tagliabue comes out to the mic and he says, with the number one pick of the 2003 NFL draft, the Bengals are on the clock. And he turns around and walks away. And everybody in Radio City Music Hall booed because they were like, let's get to the pick number two. We already know who this is, who's at number one. But we sat there for like 10 minutes, and I was in the background. I'm like, I'm talking to my agent. I'm like, I've already signed the contract, right? Like, they can't. What's going on? Why won't they just announce this? And I think it was just, you know, made for TV flair.
Yes.
Yeah. But everybody in Radio City Music Hall started booing. I was like, man, this is not off to a stellar start.
Well, as somebody who's hosted every draft since the one that happened after your draft in Carson, it's a TV show, man. We can't just, like, cut to the chase.
No.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
You gotta get some excitement in the room, for sure.
As I understand, you know, you're nervous, and all the draft picks are nervous, and the fans want things to move. But the bottom line is, I've got to get my airtime. Who the hell do they think they are? Honestly, you know?
Your face is too beautiful
Thank
not
you.
To have in a big screen.
You understand it. You do understand it. You understand it. And plus, it's interesting that you said it's always interesting with a negotiation with the Bengals. I said the other day that the Bengals, if you had to rank the teams whose money is kept in a Velcro wallet that you hear open with a rip every single time, they actually, it's the Bengals. They're number one on top of that list. And now it's time for Burrow to get paid. How do you think that's going to play out, Carson?
Well, it's been exciting. I think nobody's been more interested in the past two off seasons than Joe Burrow. You know, he was wanting to see after that Super Bowl loss to the Rams, where their offensive linemen were getting annihilated. He wanted to see what they were going to do, and really for the first time in a long time, we saw the Bengals open up that Velcro wallet and revamp that offensive line last offseason. And really, they re-upped 60% of that offensive line in free agency, and did something that we typically don't see the Bengals do. So nobody was more curious and more interested to see if they were going to continue to improve their team. You know, after a year, they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Rams, and they absolutely did it. They opened up their checkbooks. They redid and rebuilt that offensive line. The year prior to the Super Bowl year, they redid that entire defense. They went out and spent a ton of money in free agency on the defensive side of the ball. So it's really good to have seen them open up the checkbook, make sure they protect Joe, and now hopefully they're in the middle of figuring out a way to get a long-term deal done with Joe, and Joe's got to feel really comfortable about signing that next contract with the way that they've revamped these last two off-season free agency-wise.
Well, they also, you know, actually sold the naming rights to their stadium. I imagine that's part of the reason. I mean, that has to be. Just putting two and two together. And the Bengals have built a team to last. And I love the coach too, man. I think he knows, and the coaching staff, unfortunately for them, for their personal aspirations, but fortunate for the team and the roster, haven't been poached for some reason.
It's a great scenario. There's a lot to be excited about. And then you factor in, I mean, for the last 10 or 15 years, the problem with the Bengals has been the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. They've been so good. They've done such a great job in free agency. They've drafted so well, and they were at the top of that conference and that division for a long time. Now things are in turmoil. We're not quite sure what we have in Pittsburgh with Cody Pickett, the quarterback. There's a ton of questions in Baltimore with Lamar. So finally the Bengals, and Cleveland's Cleveland, right? So
nice.
Finally the Bengals are sitting really at the top of that division with really everything is wide open in front of them. The problem is the other teams in the AFC. You still have Mahomes in Kansas City. You got Herbert and with the Chargers. I mean, there's a lot of really good, talented young quarterbacks in the AFC. That's the biggest issue for the Bengals. It's no longer the Baltimores and the Pittsburghs of the world.
Yeah, but they've got Burrow, and he's more consistent than Mahomes, right, Carson? I heard that. Who said that?
I think so.
Who said that?
I think so.
Who said that, Carson?
I said that. I need to defend myself. I got a lot of riff-raff.
You did? I didn't notice that.
I got a little bit of riffraff, but uh-huh. Joe's younger, and I was playing a game. It was during the playoffs when mm-hmm. the Bengals were still playing.
Yes.
And Patrick Mahomes hadn't beaten, you know, two teams with one leg back to back in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. So it was prior to that. But
yes.
I was building my fantasy team. I was on my brother's podcast called The Room.
Yep.
And I said, I get to pick a quarterback, an X receiver, a Z receiver, and a tight end. And
yes.
I picked an all LSU, almost all LSU, and Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase,
right.
and Travis Kelce. And that was my, if I got to be a GM for a day, those were my picks. And I took a little heat for that, Rich. Did you stand up for me or did you pile off?
No, I just let them pile off. Please, come on, Carson. There's an eye in Rich and eyes, and I'm looking out for myself. Now, I did actually say there had to be some reason for it, you know, because I guess his left, his one ankle wasn't as consistent as the other. I don't know. But so that's when you said it. You said it before Mahomes, you know, did what he did to wrap up the season.
World on and won a Super Bowl with one leg, yeah.
Okay. So
made me eat my words. And you know what? Hats off. But at the end of the day, I was comparing a Lamborghini to a Ferrari.
Yes. But it's sports talk radio, so you have to choose one of the over the other, Carson. You have to, right? So who do you choose?
Yeah, and if you say anything other than Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player in the history of players, you get roasted for it, and I got roasted. Deservedly so. Because then he went out, and like I said, he won a Super Bowl with one foot.
Well, Carson, I said last March the Raiders were going to win the division and kept pounding that drum all the way up until their 0-3 start, and then I kind of quieted down a little bit. So I get it. I'm going to Kansas City, and despite me retracting my words and apologizing to Chiefs Kingdom into this microphone that I'm currently talking to you through, they're going to let me hear it. I'm prepped to get that, but I'm glad that's it. What happened? I just thought you were on some other plant-based product other than Level Select OTC when you said it, Carson.
Or only Level Select OTC for me, but I can't wait to watch it later this week, Rich. I always love watching you on draft week.
I appreciate that. Do you have any opinion of the quarterbacks available in this year's draft, Carson?
Not anything outside the ordinary. I mean, I think Bryce is the best quarterback in the draft. There's definitely some concerns. I mean, I've spent a little time around him. He is not a huge human being. Mm-hmm. He is on the smaller side. But when you go back and watch his games against really NFL talent in the SEC, and you watch the way he played with that Georgia defense in his face, harassing him every time he dropped back, what he doesn't have in size, you can just see it and sense it in heart. I mean, the kid plays way bigger than his body. He's extremely tough. He doesn't ever make excuses. He's got a great supporting cast around. I've spent a little time with him at different Heisman things with his parents. He's got, two parents that are in his corner that have raised him. He's made sacrifices hearing his story in high school, commuting an hour and a half to the high school he went to at Mater Dei. The kid is just a workhorse. He's got a huge heart. You know, you'd love it if he was 6'4", 225. Mm. I think he's more like 6 foot, yep. 200, which isn't great. But there have been some quarterbacks that at that size and stature that have had success. They've been outliers to the typical recipe of a big physical quarterback like every other quarterback that's available in the draft behind Bryce. I just think, man, he's so savvy in the pocket. He's got all the arm talent you want. He's got all the velocity on the ball you want. He's extremely accurate underneath. He's extremely accurate in the middle of the field. And he can get to the outside edges of the field and really make defenses stretch and make defenses that are slow play catch-up, because he can really throw the ball at every level effectively, accurately, with the velocity. I just think all of those things outweigh his lack of size.
Well, and then Will Levis is supposedly shooting up boards where, he could be second overall. There's even a crazy rumor that Carolina's told him that they traded up for him. You have any opinion on him? I mean, he's rocked up. I mean, you talk about the way that he looks and throws. He has all of the arm strength and physical abilities, and I think maybe folks are wondering, could they get the next Josh Allen with him, Carson?
Yeah, if Bryce had that body, it would be unquestionable.
Right.
It'd be a wrap.
Yeah.
He'd sign tonight. Bryce's film is just that good. You know, he's got a bunch of NFL talent around him on the defensive side of the ball as well. I know you're having one of his teammates on the show later today. And he's just surrounded with NFL talent, but the film is so good. And Will's film is good at Kentucky, and he is, he's a show pony. He's the way you want a guy to look. He tested off the charts, but Bryce's film is that much better. I think Bryce is the surefire number one. And I would say that, of these four quarterbacks that everybody's talking about, two of them are going to get overdrafted. I think you're going to look back and say, man, that was a stretch at four. He should have been 18 or 19 or 22 because of the potential. But Bryce is ready. Bryce can play week one. All these other quarterbacks, they're going to take some development. They're going to take some time to really to mold and grow into successful NFL quarterbacks. But as far as the guy that's ready to play week one, it's Bryce.
Do you have any connection with Caleb Williams? Have you spoken to him? Because guy you could just throw in like the first overall pick in next year's draft right now, with all due respect to Drake May and everyone else. What's your opinion of him?
Yeah, I think he'd be the number one pick in this draft, unquestionably. I think it'd be him and then Bryce and then one of the other guys. But, I mean, Caleb is the whole package. He's big enough. He's fast enough. He's quick enough. He's got so much velocity on the ball in the pocket. He's got even more velocity on the ball outside the pocket. He's mature beyond his years, and he's got a chance to go into next year's draft as a two-time Heisman winner, which hasn't been done since Archie Griffith and whatever year that was decades ago.
Right.
I'm excited about Caleb's year, but I think from a pro NFL perspective, he has a chance to be one of the great ones, no doubt.
And so many people compare him to Patrick Mahomes, which means he's really consistent. Carson, so consistent with his play.
Right? Hey, we almost saw Caleb do it on one leg when he tore his hamstring against,
just like Mahomes, against Utah. Yeah, pretty much.
So there are a lot of similarities between him and Patrick.
See, I'm trying to help you out.
Appreciate that.
Level Select OCT, tell me about it, sir. What's going on?
Yes, Level Select OTC. You can go online right now at levelselect.com. You can find it in CVS pharmacies. You can find it on Amazon. If you've got aches, pains, bumps, bruises, it is something that helps you continue to stay active, to stay on, you know, outside, run around with your kids, whatever it is, whatever activities you like doing. It takes that pain and that ache out. And I've got plenty of those from all my years of playing. And it's the Level Select OTC is something I use on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 53, man. I feel it. Maybe I should hop on this thing too.
Need some. I'll send you some.
Okay.
If you go online right now and type in the promo code Carson20, you get 20% off everything on the site.
Can you write that down for me, Chris? I don't have my pen right over here.
Yeah,
Carson20.
Carson20.
Very good. Okay. And the 20 is because I get it. 20 years since you were drafted first overall.
20 years.
Look
there you
at
go
this.
Again, making
Look
me feel
at,
old.
It's all, well, that's why you have the Level Select OTC,
there
right?
You
can bring it all
there
full circle. Hey, I don't know the answer to this, so forgive me for asking it. Did you get suspended from Twitter, Carson? Did your account get suspended yesterday?
I've never been on. I don't think I'm on Twitter. Am I on Twitter?
Okay,
if I'm
there
on
you go.
Twitter, it's somebody else using my handle.
There you go.
My handle.
We were talking about it. See you later. To that person.
That's why.
Okay.
That
very good. So you're not on Twitter. You're just living your life. You don't need this sort of.
I'm too old for Twitter.
So what does that make me at 53? A child? I'm a child.
But you look 23.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Best to your family. Susie sends her best. She always says, "Is Carson on?" Okay. Say hello. So there you go.
Please send my best.
Right back to you, Carson. Thanks for the time. Always appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Chris.
Love chatting with you. That's Carson Palmer, everybody. Carson 20, pop that in there, and you get 20% off of Level Select OTC products. I knew that had to be a reason. So Mahomes hadn't yet
played in those games.
But that information didn't come out till after the games had been played, and we're all like, what the hell is he talking about?
Right. That makes sense.
But by the way,
logical explanation.
I can totally understand when if you're caping for Burrow. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, and oh God, I know I'm on a plane to Kansas City. Should I hold my tongue? But
probably,
no, I'll just say it.
Probably.
There's no. There's no question. You can't. Even the Chiefs fans that are going to give me so much crap for last year cannot look me in the face and say the script will not be flipped next playoffs. And that's the beautiful thing about this rivalry. Burrow got him 2 years ago. He got Burrow this year. Next year, Burrow may get him. Or Mahomes may get him again, and then Burrow can get him the year after. And then Josh Allen is going to raise his hand every now and then and say, I'll get you. Right? And now, you know, Lamar may come back and get you. And Herbert, maybe they put it all together. He's like, remember me? Because Trevor Lawrence was that fourth man in last year. Two straight years, Allen, Burrow, Mahomes made the final four in the AFC. And this past year, it was Trevor Lawrence raising his hand saying, remember me? I can do it, and it'll be great when this time around it's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah. Joe Douglas is talking right now. He's the general manager of the New York Jets. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm the general manager of the New York Jets.
Oh, gosh, darn it. On a day like today, I got to hear John Isaac's voice in my head. This is why we traded Darrell Revis, who's going to the Hall of Fame this year.
As a Patriot.
They don't go in as anything, okay?
Well, you go in with the team you won your championship with.
No, you don't. No.
I thought that's how that works.
No. And you know that's not how it works.
I thought it was.
You know what's going to be great this year? I'll tell you what's going to be great this year.
What? Oh, it's going to be so good.
The schedule, I'm told, is coming out
soon,
the second week of May.
Oh.
I've been given a couple of dates to X off my schedule so I can be at NFL Network. Oh. All right?
You're going to have a lot of primetime
Those
games.
Days are going to be awesome.
Cowboys Jets to open the season, Sunday Night Football?
That might be one of them.
Seen ghosts.
Why not Mahomes at Rodgers to kick off the season? Well, no, Mahomes is going to kick off Thursday. Why not Hurts at Rodgers?
Hurts at Rodgers.
How about the Jets' first game is against the defending NFC champs?
Yeah.
How about that one? What do you think?
It's going to be fun.
Yep. What about Giants-Jets? What about kicking off with Giants-Jets?
Oh, yeah.
Giants-Jets.
MetLife.
I don't know. On a Monday night? You wouldn't watch Giants-Jets Monday night?
Giants doesn't do much for me.
All right.
Eagles is good. Cowboys is good.
Cowboys. Jets at Cowboys. Where Rodgers just sticks it to TJ's team one more time. But in his new spot.
Put Herbert out there.
But the one that, you know what won't make it, unfortunately, is Jets-Patriots because you're just not ready for prime time.
Great, that's fine. Let's fly under the radar all year.
Okay.
Go 11-6.
Sorry, folks.
Oh, so the Patriots, you're now taking the approach of, you know, the moxie-filled team people are overlooking? Is that the Patriots now?
Yeah, we're massive. Okay. Vegas has it at 7.5 wins. That's 2 less than the Jets.
Okay.
Okay, we're the biggest long shot to win that division.
Okay.
I think over 7-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not supposed to do anything.
The Patriots-Jets games, man, that's going to be great. Because you know what's gone? What's gone is the 6-3, hoping against hope. It wasn't 6-3 because the Jets punted it down the middle of the field instead of out of bounds to the one guy who might take it to the house to beat Zach Wilson.
Those were bad games.
Yeah, that was great.
That
won't happen. Jets will score a touchdown.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
No, let's try. I'm going to write this down.
No explanation for what happened.
Oh, God, it's going to be great. The Jets-Patriots games, plural, with Rodgers, will be a script flip. And it'll be great.
Bills, too.
Well, it'll be great. Well, I mean.
They're all going to be. Brady comes back to Miami.
All of them. Put up the Jets schedule one more time, if you don't mind, Mr. Hoskins. Honestly. Seriously. And no, because this is one of these games will be the first Sunday or Monday nighter of the year, I believe.
Win-loss, okay. Now, Rich.
And hold on a minute. You look at this schedule. We don't know the order yet. We just know the road opponents and the home opponents. Zach Wilson, that's 4-13, right? If Zach had to start all 17, 4-13, 5-12, 6-11 would be the high watermark.
With Rodgers or
Zach Wilson? Okay. With Aaron Rodgers, it's a totally different ball of wax. And that's part of the reason when there's a GM and a coach that the owner might look at and go, so what happened to this kid from BYU? And all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'll fly us all out to Malibu. Let's go for it. I'll bring on a $60 million contract. I'll pay it. I'll do it. Just make sure the draft compensation is something I can handle so the ghosts of 2008 don't haunt me in the middle of the night. And we're all going to get back together again, and let's ride with number 8 at the controls. Yeah, we looked at that schedule one more time. You don't want to see Rodgers anymore.
Oh, here you go.
You don't want to see him
anymore.
Only
a matter of time. You know, can I get some credit for months and months ago when I first brought up the idea of Rodgers going to the Jets and you poo-pooed it, you dismissed me?
Because I was trying to believe in Zach.
The Cowboys like you do.
I don't
remember 2 years ago when I said,
are you sure you want to
take Zach Wilson? And you again poo-pooed me.
Because I'm
just saying, maybe if you listen to me, you know.
Because you were also saying, you know, Mike White's your guy.
Chris, was I wrong? He was the guy.
Mike White was a good player.
Guess what? He's backing up Tua, and the Jets have Aaron Rodgers. Let's go.
What happens if Tua gets hurt? I'm not wishing that. But
Tom
Mike
Brady
White,
comes out of retirement.
I'm saying Mike White has to go play the Jets.
Tua gets hurt.
And then he wins.
Tua gets hurt.
Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen.
There's a phone call made to a particular resident in Miami, and I'm not talking about Jimmy Butler, who's red hot right now. There will be a South Florida resident on speed dial to say, what's up?
It sounds like he wants that call to come.
Because if Tua's out for a significant amount of time, they're not putting their eggs in the Mike White basket, with all due respect to him.
Yeah, let's not put that in the universe.
Though. No.
We want to see Tua healthy.
No, we do not. But if Brady comes back in this mix.
Then you should be worried.
Then somebody's flexing into Dolphins versus Jets. That's for sure.
Facts.
844-204-RICH, number to dial, Will Anderson Jr. when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show with Troy Aikman still to come. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Chatted with Bijan Robinson last hour. Now it's time to chat with the guy whose name may be the first defensive player drafted on Thursday night out of Alabama. We spoke to him during the playing season last year. Now he joins us 2 days before he will hear his name on Thursday night. Also courtesy of Old Spice, Will Anderson Jr. back on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Will?
I've been doing good. Really just been, you know, working out, spending time with my family, traveling a little bit, seeing teams. So the process and everything, I've been doing good.
I mean, it's so close to being over too, Will. You know, doesn't it, right? Is there like a relief that's going to come on Thursday night a little bit for you?
Yes, a big relief. It's like, because it's like, you know, when you go to college, you know, you get to choose where you want to go. Now it's like the roles are reversed. You don't get to choose. You know, the team gets to choose you. So it's going to be a big relief.
Yeah, I bet so. So walk me through where you went. Can you just give me an idea who you personally saw in the last couple of weeks, Will?
Yes, sir. So my first visit was the Houston Texans, and then I went to go see the Detroit Lions, and then my last visit was the Seattle Seahawks.
So that's it? You just went to three – you just visited three spots? That's it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, Arizona, you didn't chit-chat with the Cardinals? When was the last time you talked to them, Will?
I did a Zoom with them probably early April.
Early April. Okay. So just 3 weeks ago, you Zoomed with them. You didn't go out to Arizona to go chit-chat with them. Okay. And then what about Indianapolis? Did you meet with them?
Yes, sir, I did. On Zoom.
Okay. All right. Let me walk through it here. Vegas, did you chit-chat with Vegas, Will?
Yes, sir, I did. I literally, last week, defensive line coach. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you Zoomed with them as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what did you, what was the difference, I guess, from, I can assume it, but I'm asking it anyway. The difference between the Zoom meetings and then the ones where you went there. You know, any difference where you felt a little bit more at ease, comfortable, or you got a better sense because you physically went there? Anything like that, Will?
Yeah, just like being a person, you always, you know, you get to, you know, get like a different feeling just because you guys are in person than over the phone. But, I mean, every meeting I had, it felt natural. It felt good. I was very comfortable just, you know, having that Zoom experience and be able to, you know, talk with coaches and go over plays and go over playbooks and stuff like that. And then in person, kind of just doing the same thing. So, I mean, I was really just comfortable with both. It was none where they were bad or anything. The energy was bad. All my meetings went great. Super good, you know what I'm saying? So
sure.
It really wasn't any different feeling. Everything was good.
What was it like chit-chatting with Pete Carroll?
Oh, it was great. It was like surreal because it's like you see him on TV and then you're sitting in his office as a prospect, and you know he has so much personality and he's where he's a good basketball player and everything like that. So that was funny, but he's a really great coach, really great guy, and I could tell that you know he loves his players and he's for the players. And, you know, he's a really great coach, and I know that he's going to do whatever he needs to do to bring the best out of you.
Because, you know, it just seems like a match. I don't know. And again, I know you want to go as high as you want to go, and Houston might – it sounds like a good match too. I mean, obviously you're going to succeed wherever you go, but how in the world did basketball come up with you and Pete? How did that
– He has a little basketball goal. In like the front of his, and he has one in the team room, and he has one, and like right before you walk into his office, and he was just talking about ball and stuff like that. So it was just funny.
Well, like a half court, or like what? But like what? Nope. What hoop? What sort of hoop? It's like just, a like over a trash can?
Like what? The ones you hang on the wall?
Okay,
like those small ones.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, like you know, like my kid has on the back of his door. You know, my 12-year-old, one of those.
Yes.
So did he? Did he dunk on you, Will? Is that what you're saying? Or did you?
No.
Didn't get to that sort of level. Oh, okay. All right. So do you have any idea where you're going, do you think? Do you have a sense at all where you're going, Will
Absolutely
Anderson?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Wow. Not like even like you don't have I'm not going to ask you which team, but not even just in your in your gut go, you know, I felt like that's the one. No? Nothing like that?
No.
Okay. Man, you can't wait for Kansas City, I'm sure. Who's coming with you to Kansas City, Will? Walk me through Thursday night for you.
So it's going to be my mom, my dad, my five sisters, some of my closest friends and cousins, my coaches, my uncle and my auntie. There's going to be a lot of us. I have a really big family, so it's going to be very exciting. They're all going to be out here.
So I'm just trying to guess here. Let me just confirm. So you're one of six siblings, and the other ones are all sisters. You're the only son.
Yes, the youngest.
Wow. All right, Will. What was that like growing up as the youngest son of with five older sisters? Walk me through that one.
Yeah, it's just like having five more moms. They're just going to boss you around and slap you and tell you what to do and snitch on you. So.
Oh, no. But it'll still be a wonderful night Thursday, right? I mean, what's it going to be like when you get that phone call and you look down and you see it's the team's number and you get that phone call? What do you think that's going to be like Thursday for you and your fam?
It's just going to be the highlight of our lives, you know what I'm saying? But I can't tell you like what emotion is going to be because you just never know. But I know it's going to be a good emotion and it's just going to be you know, a sign that you know everything that you've been working for, you know. It's going to be like one of the biggest, you know, accomplishments in your life. And it's just getting started. This is just only the beginning.
Is Saban going to be there too?
I believe so. Yes, okay. I believe so.
All right. Okay. What are you doing for Old Spice? What's your relationship?
Yeah.
You know, is this your first professional spokesman gig, Will?
Yes, this is.
Okay. So here we go. This is important, Will. This is important that you stick this like a quarterback, right, you know, legally, into the turf. This is important. When I ask you this question, I now give you the floor. Will Anderson, what are you doing with Old Spice?
Yeah, so the thing I'm doing with Old Spice is really fun. You know, you can't count on people to tell you spell bad, so at least you need to be confident in your deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily with me, you know, Old Spice has me covered this week. You know, the swagger gives me, you know, the 24/7 lasting freshness so I can have confidence. Under the spotlight on Thursday night, so I'm smelling good, feeling good, and I don't got to worry about, you know, smelling bad in front of a whole bunch of people. So I'm really excited about that.
So it's swagger is what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Old
Spice in the business.
Old Spice.
That was great.
Old Spice swagger. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what you got going on, Will. All right. Well, listen, best of luck to you. And when you land in the NFL, because I spoke to you last fall when you were at the Crimson Tide. Now here you are. Talking, and we're talking 2 days before the draft. So when you land, let's keep it going. I'd appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You bet. Last one as we go out the door, Will Anderson Jr. What will a team get when they draft Will Anderson Jr. on Thursday night?
They would get a complete person, a complete player, you know, a person with high character, respectful to everybody in the building, going to do his best to uphold the culture that they have there, and then just a player that's going to come in, do his job, keep his head down, work really hard, a versatile player that brings people along with him, and, you know, is, you know, all about, you know, what program I'm going to be in and being all committed and all in.
With swagger.
With swagger.
There you go. Take care of yourself, Will. You be well. I'll see you in Kansas City. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll see you. Thank
Best
you.
Of luck. Will Anderson Jr., will he be the first defensive player called out of the green room on Thursday night right here on the Rich Eisen Show? Fun chat with Will. My mock draft and where Will goes coming up in hour number three. And by the way, there's no bank you should take this to, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not take conviction in these picks, Rich?
We're not going to move the betting lines like Will Levis's weird buddy?
Oh. Yeah, we won't be doing that. If I move a betting line, there's a problem with the betting line.
Have you seen this story?
That Will Levis is now what? You tell me about the betting
lines. So Will Levis yesterday, now he's the favorite to go number two, whatever that means, okay? Yes. But he was 40-1 or whatever to go number one overall.
Okay.
And then this weird thread on Reddit started going around that Levis is telling friends that the Panthers told him that they traded up.
Yes.
And now he's 4-5-1 to go number one.
Okay.
And apparently, I don't know if it's real, but Will said it's like one of his friends just being crazy. And like,
so hold on a second. Let me just see. I think I understood what you just said. And as you know, I sometimes play the role of unfrozen caveman anchor it comes to betting the NFL and all that stuff. But I'm being genuine about this sort of thing. You just said there's a spot where somebody could put their hard-earned American dollars to wager if somebody's going to be the first overall pick in the draft, okay?
Yeah, you can bet on actually every single
selection.
That
doesn't surprise me.
Right.
You said that Will Levis, in such a scenario, prior to yesterday, was what, 40-1?
It was anywhere from 40-50-1.
Okay, so somebody puts down $1, they can make 40 or 50.
Right.
Now you put down $1, it would only make you $4.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
And that's because somebody put something on Reddit.
There was a Reddit thread going around last night that Will Levis has been telling friends and family.
And that has affected whether somebody can wager in a certain way and make a certain amount of money back, and somebody actually is going to maybe put money on it at 4-1 or whatever. I don't know. Yep. Because somebody did something on Reddit.
Correct.
Honestly, I could say, and I'm going to be in Kansas City all week long around people, you know, drinking, whatever. I mean, it's the night after a game. You have a glass of red or whatever, and, you know, you're a few fingers in or whatever. Absolutely. I can come, but when I'm back here on Monday show, this still will be the dumbest thing I've heard of all week. There will be nothing dumber. That is clubhouse leader of dumbest thing I've heard all week, and I don't think anybody's going to knock that out of the clubhouse. Dumbest thing.
I could open my mouth, Rich.
Will Levis, once upon a time, long shot to be the first overall pick. Now, not so much because of something somebody said on Reddit. Dumb. And anybody who's wagering on this sort of stuff, no offense to you or anybody else, you're dumb too. Sorry. Not sorry. You're also dumb. Because it's something somebody said on Reddit.
Reddit's a good source of news.
Oh, of course. Like you're the Walter Cronkite over there
of Reddit,
of just anything
tonight in the world,
real Reddit thing
of your boat. Okay,
how's it been?
Let's take a break. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna talk about the Packers side of things. Why not? And then Troy Aikman's gonna join us. And then I got my mock draft where you should come at me. That's next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's take Ben in New York. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Benjamin?
Rich, how are you? And let me first congratulate you on the Rodgers news. I know you've been waiting for it.
Thank you. I feel like I've earned it. I've done so much.
You have, and shame on Brockman for how he talked to you about it
exactly.
Earlier today. And he's disgusting.
By the way, good words for it. Shame and disgusting.
I mean, he appropriate. Rich deserves at least between now and the end of the draft. He has a big week of work coming up.
Yeah.
Let's just give him the honeymoon, and then we laugh at him for the rest of the year.
You know, there are two words. No, hold on a second.
Right, Ben,
no.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, no,
right.
Ben.
You know what, Ben?
Ben followed it up.
You're
Ben
right.
Followed it up. No.
You're right, Ben.
Ben, two words that clearly you and Brockman don't understand. Grace and period. There's no such thing with Brockman. There's no grace period. No. Then you're going to make fun of me the rest of the year. How are you going to make fun of me, Ben? I'll bite on that. Well, how are you going to make fun of me?
I think you need a preemptive strike right now, Rich, and have a Rodgers-free June. No Rodgers talk during the month of June. Oh. I don't think we can handle it. So I think you need to maybe take a step away, just like Nantucket. Walk the streets without talking about Rodgers. Think about it.
You know what? What if he shows up at the mandatory OTAs for the Jets? I got to talk about it. He's going to show up. He's going to talk. I'm sorry, Ben. I must reject that. What are you, a Giant fan?
No, I'm a Commanders fan. But
all of a sudden, from high on the mount, Ben, what mount are you on?
I'm on, Rich. Listen,
rings.
I let me echo what TJ said. Yes. I missed the Rich that was saying, we don't need this guy. Zach's our guy. This is all the noise. Yeah. And now it's new, Rich. It's Heisenberg. It's broken bad. And it's over. And I miss you, Rich. Please, come back.
I'll be back. Don't you worry. Thanks for the call, Ben. Ben in New York. Do we rack him? Do we have a rack for that?
Rack him. Ben, you're right. Jets fans have so little, we should give them this for a couple days.
Thank you.
And I didn't say I missed that version of you. I was just saying that, wasn't going to work with that.
Let me say this. We've been very... Jets-centric on the subject matter all day. But let's not forget, there's a team that just traded away their arguably all-time best quarterback. All due respect to Bart Favre and Brett Favre. Bart Starr and Brett Favre. Bart Favre and Brett Starr. All due respect to them. Because everybody's focused on the Jets, and rightfully so. I get it. Because we're all putting our eggs in a basket that, was in a darkness cave and was thinking of that basket, was thinking 90% retirement. And, there's a lot that comes with number 12, now number 8. But what about the team that just flipped him to the Jets? Brian Gutekunst, first and foremost, did a great job. He's now two spots higher up in the first round. And he's jumped Belichick now and the Patriots. And they have some similar interests. Offensive line and pass catcher. Now 13th overall. Nice move. You got a second round pick. Nice move. You're basically getting a first next year. That's phenomenal. Certainly if everybody keeps saying Caleb Williams and Drake May are in next year and you need firepower to go up and get them. And every single time I hear that, I'm like, well, you're assuming there's going to be somebody sitting at the top of the draft that's not interested in those guys also. But nice move. Kudos to Gutekunst because he got a great deal for a guy pushing 40 who said, I have an intention to play somewhere else and I'm 90% retired, and with whom he has no relationship, as evidenced by the exchange with the media. Roll it.
Have you talked to Aaron at all, or was this strictly done just through the agent?
Yeah, I have not talked to Aaron. I have talked to, they've done quite a bit, but I have not talked to Aaron.
Why is trading him the right thing for your team? Forget about him. Why is it the right thing for you guys?
Yeah, I think where our team is at, obviously Aaron's up there in age and has, I don't know, however many years he has. I think he's got some really good football left in him. But I think for us, it was just as we got through the offseason and started talking about where we wanted to go, this made a little bit of sense for us. We wanted to get his input, like I've told you guys in the past, and would have loved to have that and kind of see where he sat with that. That didn't happen. That was a little bit unfortunate and disappointing for me. But at the same time, I just think, as we move forward, we're really excited where Jordan can go. He needs to play. And having him sit another year, I think, would really delay kind of, where we're going and what we're trying to build.
That's right. He's got to play. What happens now? Guy who owns the Bears is living in New York. What happens now? Packers are going to have to play a football game. I know this is tough for Green Bay fans to handle. You're going to have to play a game in the NFL without a quarterback who is going to the Hall of Fame. It's very, very, very rare for him. Dare I say what I said to you?
It's been forever.
Dare I say what I said to you when Brady went to Tampa? Welcome to the rest of us. Maybe you're going to have to go get a veteran quarterback because the kid that you're putting your eggs in the basket isn't ready for primetime. I think Jordan Love is going to play well. I do like what I see. And I do think this is the right move for the Packers. How about that? Because we talked about Favre maybe walking in to the locker room on occasion feeling like that Steve Buscemi meme from the Sandler film. Well, how are we doing today, fellow youths? He's kind of aged out of that locker room, and he might feel like it's not his place anymore. And he certainly didn't have a relationship with the front office and maybe not trusted him anymore. So I understand making this maneuver big time.